I caught it and I seen space and I just didn't look back. I'm saying end zone or nothing right now. Take advantage of opportunity, man. I'm like I said, I'm still in awe. I'm soaking it all in right now. I'm just so grateful.
I'm so grateful too. End zone or nothing, baby. Welcome back in Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, home of, wait for it, Bo, your first place Atlanta Falcons.
Say it again for the people in the back.
Gosh, that feels good to say. Your first place Atlanta Falcons. Me and Bo feel like a couple dogs off the leash this morning.
Hey, what? I told you. I'm an eagle flying across the country.
I'm chasing that mail truck down the street. I done found my way out the fence. You know what I mean?
You would describe yourself as a dog when I describe my spirit animal is the eagle, bald eagle. But you remind me of kind of a like a basset hound running around.
Catching a scent. He ain't gonna do me like that.
I know.
More like a Weimaraner. You know what I mean? Something like that.
You don't think you're a bull mastiff?
Little cow lick right in the middle. Look, man, I said this to you during the break. We have so much stuff to talk about. I don't even know if it's possible. I'm sitting there going through my head and going, got to go through this, got to go through that, got to talk about Younghoe, got to talk about, this defense at some point, unfortunately. Got to talk about Matt Ryan. But I do think, to your point, you want to talk about this series of events there at the end of the fourth quarter that led to them even being able to get to overtime.
Yeah.
And a couple of people to give a tip of the cap to.
Well, we're kind of hung up on the drive to tie it, and then we win the coin toss, and then we're hung up on the big day from our offense and the 500 yards. And the defense had a forgettable day in a lot of ways.
Yeah, they did.
However,
there
was a sequence that happened I think it's extremely important. The Tampa Bay is icing the game, and they're in field goal range. And Jesse Bates, he punches out. Bruce Irving takes off on the left tackle, and he's got a 7-yard gain. And Jesse Bates, as he's going through there, and someone has kind of stood him up a little bit, and Jesse just, punches that ball out.
Second time in the game he had punched one out.
Yeah,
too.
And this time you jump on it, and you get the turnover.
Yeah.
However, you go three and out. Well, you essentially go four and out, and you throw the pick, which was like a bad punt, and they get the ball back. And Mike, I want to go through this sequence because the very first play, James Smith Williams does a great job of getting some penetration, and Justin Simmons and he make a tackle for a loss.
Yeah,
and they get you for a 3-yard loss. The next play, Graham Barton, the rookie center from Duke.
Yeah, from Duke.
Holds David Onyemata. You know why he holds him? Because Onyemata broke free.
Because he got whooped. That's why.
Holds him. Now you got second and 23.
Yeah.
The very next play, they run a little a screen pass, and Caden Ellis and Justin Simmons. Don't think so.
Mm.
Not happening.
Mm.
And,
get out, little boy.
And they lose two on that. The final play on that drive, Lorenzo Carter, dominates and sets the edge, allows time for he and it's him. He basically sets the edge on that and Brett Stewart. I think Justin Simmons got in on that too. So they lost 15 yards, and they have to punt.
Yeah.
They could have kicked a long field goal, but they didn't want to give the ball right there.
Yeah.
So they punt.
What you're trying to tell me is the defense, when it mattered, they were able to rise up.
They did. They did, in fact, rise up. But I think it's important to mention that because the offense, they gave the offense a chance, and they did nothing.
Well, and two, and you got to mention this in the same breath, it's complimentary football, right? The offense was able to, for the first time all year, win time of possession, and they won it by 6 minutes last night. That was able to keep Tampa's offense off the field. And look, that's what you have to do sometimes when that offense is rolling from the other team.
I still don't think it was complimentary football last night.
Okay.
Because I think yeah, they're at the very end. But I think for three quarters, your special teams probably had its worst of the performances so far this year. And because Koo missed a couple of kicks. He had a block, and he missed one.
Yeah, that's
rough.
He
got two tries at.
That's rough.
The kickoff returns were brutal.
Yeah, that's a good point.
They were getting – and the defense, for the most part, just did not play well. Their best game. But in the end, when it mattered, you had a 5-minute to 7-minute span of complimentary football where you did make the kicks you needed. You did get defensive stands and make fumbles when you needed.
So timing.
It wasn't a complete game, again, of complimentary football, But when you needed it the most, you did play it. I'll give you that.
You'll hear Kirk Cousins talking to Dave Archer coming up in our quarterback report here in about 2 minutes. Before then, let's go back to the phone lines. Let's bring in G-Money from Kennesaw. Hey, G-Money, appreciate you hanging on, man. What's going on? Happy Falcons Friday.
Hey, rise up, man. Listen, man. Hey, look, my son is an old lineman and a D lineman at Pace Academy, so I got to roll with the Mike Murphy.
Yeah! Oh! Let's go!
Mike Murphy.
I just love he's playing that two-way go like Travis Hunter.
Let him eat, G-Money. Yeah. Let him eat, baby.
Hey, yes, sir. So I understand them trenches, man. Shout out to Hodge for picking the team up because Mooney – dropped the ball hit him right in the number one.
Brutal.
And he dropped it.
Brutal.
And he was on the sidelines beating himself up.
Mm.
Kirk Cousins, interception. Mm. They beating themselves up. And then Hodge just came in. And when I tell you he caught that ball, he was not – if he needed 100 yards, he was going to get all 100 last night. Nobody – was catching him, and the top came off the dome. You understand me? Hey, listen, man. Shout out to Jesse Bates for the peanut tillman punch. He was punching all night. All night. Hey, man. This is the team that we signed up for. This is what we expected. And I think it's more to come with this roster that they have. We can expect this all year.
Yes, sir.
Great call, G-Money. Yes, I don't care if you are Mike's Mafia. Real quick, to his point, though, that drive, they ran Algier for a yard, and then it's literally it's Drake, and then it's Kadarrell, and they're almost all the exact same route, the exact same area of the field, and their runs after catch. He saw a matchup. He saw that route where he liked, and he even said he didn't like the route that when he knew he was getting man at Kadarrell.
Not great against man.
But he said, I'm going to drive it in there because there was something he saw that he felt confident about.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Kirk Cousins driving it in there, he visited with our very own Dave Archer after the game. Let's hear it now.
It's pretty rude of a guy to throw for 509 yards with the guy that holds the record in the building watching you play. He predicted you were going to bring him back to win. Tell me about it.
Oh, man, I didn't expect to pass any of Matt Ryan's records, really. He's done so much for so long. His consistency over so many years, it was obviously a no-brainer to be in the Ring of Honor. And it was a fun night. It was a fun night. What a great atmosphere here in our home stadium. And loved the way we finished. Loved being able to find a way and show character and get a win.
Yeah, and you started fast too, Kirk. Tell me, there's been so much conversation outside the room, and I know you guys aren't listening to that, and you guys are probably working through some things yourselves, but the offense just caught stride in this game. You felt like you were working on all cylinders.
Arch, you know as a former quarterback, I think the big thing I felt tonight that was different was I'm starting to anticipate more. I'm starting to kind of feel like I know where guys are going to be before they go there, and that's helping me play faster, play a little more confidence, throw the ball a little more decisively, and I think that made a difference tonight. But it's one of the many things where we're kind of improving each week.
You threw a ball tonight to Mooney down in the red zone, and he makes a catch for a touchdown.
Yeah.
And I said on radio, I said, there's nothing about that read that would take him there. How do you trust to make that throw?
It was a little aggressive. I mean, I think I'll watch it and say, yeah, I don't want to live like that all the time. I felt the backside safety approaching. I felt the mic. I just thought, you know what? I don't have much else here. There's no vertical grass for them to defend. I can rip this in here, and it's going to be a tough catch, but he can do it, and he made me right, and it's great to put that on tape.
You told me that was coming, the trust of guys. You were able to get to Kyle Pitts. Kyle, kind of proved himself to go get the football for you. Drake, Mooney. Kadarrell Hodge?
Yeah.
How much did you throw the ball to Kadarrell Hodge? You ripped one down the seam to him, and then throw the game winner?
If Drake doesn't get dinged up, Drake's in on that play, but man coverage is really not a great route versus man coverage, but I felt the corner off, and I thought I'll just drive it to him, and I felt the corner closing, and I thought it was going to be tight, and then the way he pulled out of it and did the rest himself, impressive play by him, and it shows why he's on our football team, but what a great way to finish.
Do you get in games like this where Baker comes in pretty hot, and I don't think you evaluate the quarterback. He's played well. He played well tonight. Do you anticipate that it's going to be one of those kind of games where you're going to have to light it up?
You never know, but not with the way our defense has been playing. I expected it to be a bit of a slugfest, but you could tell, as we got in the second quarter that, okay, we have to score some points tonight, move the football up and down to have a chance. And, we still probably left a lot out there, but But we made it, the plays when it counted. But it helped to be on the field. I mean, we had 81 plays.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of at-bats. And when you do that, you give yourself more chances to spread it around.
Yeah, you did a great job tonight. Hey, go get you some rest, will
you? Yeah, the long weekend helps. It's fun after a big win like this to have a long weekend, and we'll get rested up. And then got to keep our foot on the gas because there's so much football left ahead.
Is there something that I'm glad you took me there, because week five, you got two back-to-back wins in division, emotional wins, young football team.
Yeah.
I think Raheem gave you guys a couple of days off. How quickly do you have to get grounded in this deal, flush this out of your system, get ready for Carolina?
Yeah, we show character tonight, but part of having character is the ability to bounce back, win or loss, and be consistent. You know, we're talking about the start of this interview, Matt Ryan's career, how consistent he was. It's hard to do. And, you know, we got to be consistent week in and week out, that we're not a different football team and we're up and down. We got to be a consistent football team regardless of the previous week's outcome. So we got a great chance next week on the road to show – you know, that we can respond coming off a big win.
Thanks for tonight, man. It's fun to watch.
Thanks, Arch. Appreciate you.
Yeah, that was Arch right after the game with Falcons quarterback Kirk Cousins in the locker room on Falcons Radio Network. Mike, real quick, when he said that, I'm standing there. I'm obviously in the room with him for my duties with the network. And he said that about anticipation.
Mm.
And I just, all this garbage and these trash narratives that I've heard, even people that I'm very close to say, oh, I just don't think he's healthy. And there's no basis on it. He showed last night that he was never not healthy. He's throwing off his back foot plenty. He's driving into the ball. But the reality of the situation is he said it right there. He said, I have that anticipation where these guys are going to be now. Whatever needed to click, clicked in his head, in the pocket with this group of guys, with this offensive line, and it is in this offense and what Zach Robin wants to do, and it is all go now.
Yeah, I don't know if you also caught the other word that he had in there, because it kind of goes back to this. How about him saying he put Darnell Mooney up to bat, and he figured, I can drive that one in there. So let me say it again. I can drive that one in there. I can drive.
You want to talk about, you know, right? He also drove the ball to Kadarrell Hodge because Hodge runs this route and curls in and comes back. And Zion McCollum, the DB, tries to jump the route.
Yeah, he did.
And he threw it through it.
Real quick, let's go back to the phone lines. Let's hit up Leanne and Decula. Appreciate you hanging on. Happy Falcons Friday. Leanne, you with us?
I am still with you guys. I've been on hold 34
right.
minutes.
Let's go, baby. Hey, you're up. You're up. You're live right now. Let's do it.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
How are y'all?
Good. How are you? Are you excited?
Let's go.
Of course I am. I'm telling you, this win was going to depend on my attitude going to work this morning. I stayed up watching the game. During halftime, I was downstairs. And I said, now, if they start losing, I'm cutting the TV off, right? So I went upstairs trying to be quiet because I didn't want to sleep. So we got down to the fourth quarter. I'm like, okay, the interception kind of bothered me a little bit. But I said, you know what? That hard Falcons fan, I'm going to be in it to the end, right? Hodges made my night, literally made my night. I was so excited. I'm so proud of these guys. I am definitely a Falcons fan. Mm. Grady baby all day long.
Mm.
So I'm going to make it quick because I got to get to work because I'm already late.
Hey,
so guys, thank you so much for the opportunity.
Yeah, we appreciate
Leanne,
you hanging
thanks,
on, Leanne.
Thanks for hanging on. We appreciate your listening to us. Hey, can I say something, though?
Yeah.
I really resonated with something she said there. That game last night affected my attitude coming into work this morning.
There ain't no doubt about that, man. Hopefully it's going out over the airwaves. It's a Falcons Victory Friday, man. We got to get to break. This hour brought to you by Zero Res, smart, lasting, clean. If you're on the line, stay on the line. Dexter and Covington will be coming to you next. More Falcons talk on a Falcons Victory Friday. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Snap spot. Kick is away by Koo. And it is good! How about one of those other delay of game flags?
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the home of your first place Atlanta Falcons. Can we talk about that for just
that's
a second?
Yeah, because I want to go into that because I had multiple texts. My phone starts lighting up. What's Raheem doing? Bad coaching. My buddy Jorge hits me up in our group chat, our golfing. He goes, bad coaching by Raheem. How do you take a delay there? And I said, I wrote him back. I said, hey, man, I love you to death. You're wrong. You're wrong. And
what are you watching on the game cast? Like, can you see?
Well, I think he was watching at our clubhouse. I think he was at a bar.
Jeez.
But and then it was MGA night, so he was probably about 12 deep. But I said, dude, they stood. The ref stood there at the ball and wouldn't let him hike it, and they don't push back the play clock.
It wasn't even like that he stood there and then got out at the last minute. Like, no, he never moved, dude. Like, he never moved.
And then the ref that called it is the one that's standing under the field goal post to judge if it's good or not.
Yeah.
And I don't know. And Ron Torbert, who, gonna give him credit. I thought Ron Torbert and his, they missed some calls last night, but I thought they did a good job of when there was a call, huddling up and making sure everyone saw the same thing. If
it's a good point. Yeah, a couple of picked up flags.
And I thought they did a really good job of that. However, you got to move. What are you doing? They had all their guys on the field. You know, they were only supposed to hold the play and give another to give the defense time to match the substitutions.
Yeah. So much to get to. It almost feels like we don't have time today. And like I said, we're going to get to some Matt Ryan stuff later in the show. But, man, we're still riding the wave, man. Me and Bo are just a couple of dogs off the leash. Still feeling the energy from last night. Both of us slept here last night. I got done with postgame, about 145, something like that. Yeah, 140. Dylan also burning the midnight oil. Look, man, but we got a lot to get to. Let's go back to the phone lines real quick. Let's head to our buddy Dexter in Covington. Dexter, appreciate you holding on, man. Happy Falcons Friday.
Man, what a Friday it is, big dog. Listen, I'm down here. I'm still cooking. I'm putting the last steak on the grill right now, man, at the dome. I'm trying to finish up eat, man, because that game right there just had me on edge. I couldn't even eat until that game was over.
Well,
but man, I'm gonna be real with y'all, man. That was one of the best comebacks. That overtime. Look, Tampa ain't no slouch. I don't care who they were missing. Them boys still came out and played. But them Falcons, man, that red and black, bro. Look, man, I just can't believe it, y'all, but I talked a lot of junk on my Facebook page last night because they be waiting for me to chime in. But I ate all those doggone words last night, man. I ain't going to tell you no lie. But that game kept me up all last night, and I love it. Great job, my birds, man, and let's keep rocking, y'all. That's all we can do, baby.
Thanks,
let's
Dexter.
Keep rocking right there, man. I absolutely love that. I love that, man.
He said he's right. There are no slots. That was the
I think that's lost in the weeds today, man. We haven't talked about good. Tampa's a good team.
They were the ninth best scoring defense in the league. They're coming off a 6-sack performance where they dominated a pretty good team in Philadelphia, I think. A very good team in the trenches. But they're only allowing 19.5 points. You flip it, your offense was only scoring 18.8 per game. That was 22nd in the league. That's not very good. You doubled it up last night.
Let's go.
The first time Day-Day maybe pulled the schedule the last couple years. When's the last time the Falcons scored 30 points? Because I know it's been at least two seasons.
Few and far between under Arthur Smith after Matt Ryan left the building. Look, man, we're still riding the wave. The energy is abound around the city. Everybody's kind of just feeling good after that Falcons victory last night. Let's go back to the phone lines. James in College Park. James, thanks for holding on, man. Rise up.
Hey, man, rise up, baby.
Let's
so
go.
Let me tell you the tip is out. I done been to a lot of Falcons games, including division and conference that Super Bowl year, them last two in the Georgia Dome. And I got to say, I was in the Dirty Bird last night, and there was about 3 Bucks fans on that first row and about 2 behind me, and everybody else was Falcons fans where I was at.
Mm.
When Kirk threw that interception, and it was about 1:40 on the clock, we had 3 timeouts. I told everybody, I said, hey, now, don't get too excited. We still got through. If they going to run it, and when it happened, and when they scored, like G-Money said, by the top came off the dome, man. I just want to say, Big Squid Billy Nathan, right?
Yes,
man.
Yes, let's go.
This man.
What a perfect call.
Nobody before I joined the nation.
What a perfect call.
Oh, man, great job. No, I'm with him. I can I be honest, though, and I'll answer James.
I wish you would be.
I
don't want you to lie to me.
I think that I was probably in that boat of a lot of people last night. As soon as you throw the pick, I'm mad. I know that our own Carl Dukes put out a tweet last night. I did this a couple weeks ago, but it was like, man, what a missed opportunity. Like, that was I had a sick feeling in my stomach. It's like, what a missed opportunity. We finally get an offensive explosion where Kirk goes off, and yet we can't stop anybody defensively, and you can't get timely first downs when you do get the ball back at the last minute. I was sick, man. I was sick, and then obviously Raheem Morris knows he's got the timeouts and is able to kind of pull it out there at the end.
It's a little bit natural. I mean, you know, it's So I have to jump down and get to the locker room pretty quickly. So when they throw the when he throws the pick, I just put my chart up, my flip card, I put my notes up, I put my binoculars up because, I mean, I need to get down there. If they ice it, if they get a first down, the game's over. They ice it, right? If they don't, and then we get the field goal from Koo. I got to bring everything back out because I don't know how long overtime. And I still got a spot for my guy Wes. But the, you know, they were excited. We had a lot of fun. Baker Mayfield played great. He still only threw. Dude, this is amazing right here. You're gonna look at me and say there's no way. Baker Mayfield only threw for 180 yards last night.
I saw that stat during the post game, and I had the same reaction you did. I was like, dude, it doesn't even seem like that's possible. And you outgained him by, 200 yards, like as far as an offense goes?
Yeah.
It doesn't
like
seem
that.
Real because it felt like at times that they were just unstoppable.
Ran for another 160, but these are the numbers that we've been asking for. Real quick, these are the numbers we've been asking for. Third down, you were 6 of 14. Not great, but 43. It's 42.9%. I'll take that all day long.
Yeah, it's an uptick. It's definitely better.
Time of possession. You ready for this one?
Sure.
We've been averaging 24 minutes.
Talk to me.
Take a quick guess of what you thought. Just throw a number.
33.
Are you staring at the sheet?
You're talking about a guy that does the post game. I looked at this 2 hours.
33 minutes and 37 seconds. You beat them by literally 5 minutes and 59 seconds, right at 6 minutes. That you also, before we get to the call, you ran 81 plays last night. You've been running like 50.
It's crazy. Like, that's like, yeah,
that's like three
that's
or four
a solid
30
more than you've been running. Let's go back and get one more call in real quick. Daryl from McDonough. Daryl, appreciate you holding on, man. Rise up.
Rise up, baby. All hail Squid Nation.
That's right. Let's go.
Dylan,
rise
I know
up.
No deal is doing this on purpose.
Nation. Good morning, Big Mike. Also, hey, guys, it was a lot that happened in the game, but at that last end, Tampa Bay coach got out coached. We had three timeouts left, and they were playing, trying to run out the clock. But what happened, Tampa Bay got away from their star players, Godwin and Evans.
Yep.
They did not try to use them, and everything happened negative for them. But I just want to give a shout-out to Mr. Arthur Blank. Did y'all see how happy he was?
Yes, I did.
Hey, man, have
That's
a great,
a great
day.
Call.
Yeah,
a phenomenal point. It was just an unbelievable night. And I got to say this, too. They continue as a stadium ops staff to do stuff that nobody else in the NFL is doing. And I'm talking about, like, from top to bottom. The lights, the Red Panda. Mm-hmm.
How about Freddie the Falcon?
They're doing things at a higher level. And I hope people out there understand what this franchise is doing in that realm.
I know we're playing the music. You told a story earlier about what Kirk Cousins said about the last drive to tie the game where Zach Robinson makes a ballsy of ballsy calls.
Yeah.
Tell that real quick.
He said it on with Ryan Fitzpatrick on the show last night on the post game. He said, Zach Robinson said, hey, we're going to throw the out here along the sideline, try to get as much as we can and get out of bounds. At the last minute, he says, you know what, man? Throw the freaking slant. Let's go get this thing.
And give Drake and Kirk and the offensive line credit for getting down, getting that ball set, and spiking it to get Koos. Game tire.
Hey, coming up on the other side of the break, we're going to talk about a little bit more about those first place Atlanta Falcons. Dylan will host Fair or Foul Friday on Mic'd Up.
It's Falcons a version edition.
A Falcons Fair or Foul Friday. Let's freaking do it.
Can I give you a quick teaser
hey,
on one of them?
Let's
don't answer it. Just think about it.
Okay. All right.
The game last night goes into the category of instant classic. One of the questions on Fair or Foul Friday.
Fair or Foul Friday. I think I can answer that one right off the top. It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I wouldn't say like we're comfortable. I mean, I would like to chill in the fourth quarter at some point, but I think it goes to back to the mentality of just don't blink. We all want to win. We're all competitors, and that's what it just boils down to at the end of the day.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Your home of your first place Atlanta Falcons after what I'm going to call an extremely eventful night. Last night down at the Benz, man. Matty Ice Knight, his son's over there doing the train horn to start. Obviously, just a cool primetime event going on at the Benz last night, and the Falcons continue to show up late in games.
Yeah, it was cool to see Matt, and we got a chance, and you'll hear it in Life of Squid, some of the cuts that he had with Wes and Arch. It was cool to see Matt before the game, And he sat down with those guys. It was great. Joe just said it in his update. Joe Patrick, who covers the Falcons, by the way, if you don't follow him, go to Twitter. He is our guy up there every day at Falcons camp, along with obviously Dave Archer. He said statistically the hardest schedule to this point the Falcons have faced. Well, I just did it. The Steelers are 3-1.
Yep.
The Eagles are 2-2. The Chiefs are 4-0. The Saints are 2-2, and the Bucs fell to 3-2. 14-7 is the combined record of the teams that you've played. You're 3-2. If I'd have told you that you'd be 3-2 after five games, and 2-0 in the division, and 3-0 in the conference, would anybody not take that?
Not only would I have taken it, but I don't think if you would have told me that I would have understood how good these teams are that we're actually playing, especially New Orleans and Tampa the last couple of weeks. Very, very good football teams.
Tampa dog-walked Philadelphia last week.
Yeah, they did.
I mean, they beat them physically to the point where you and I looked at that film and said, it didn't look like Philadelphia gave their best effort. I don't know. Maybe they did, but Tampa beat them handily last week, and last night was just as good of a game as you're going to see on Thursday Night Football.
Yeah.
Tell you what, if all Thursday Night Football games were that, I'll take more of them.
Yeah. This hour brought to you by Zero Res Smart, Last and Clean. Before we get to mic'd up, just want to tell you 92.9 The Game is teaming up with Support Now for the Helene Assist to help those impacted by Hurricane Helene. Join us in supporting the Haywood Schools Foundation by donating today. Head over to 92.9thegame.com and give what you can, man. Let's hit a fair foul Friday. Dylan, you're up. Don't mess up my segment, man. Let's roll.
I'll try to do it justice, Mike Johnson, because you always do a great job. So I'm gonna try and come with that super hot fire.
Let's do it, man.
All right.
What you got?
Let's start with this. This fair foul. This was the Falcons' best win of the season so far. Now, maybe you're thinking it was the Eagles game. Defense maybe played a little bit better. And the Falcons obviously turned it up when they needed to offensively. But last night just seemed different. So, fair foul. This was the Falcons' best win of the season so far.
Yeah, and look, man, you try to steer away from recency bias. You try to steer away from offense bias because you always love seeing the points scored. You got to remember that the defense has had a couple of games where they absolutely stood up to the task. But I think you answered so many questions, although you developed a couple other ones last night. You answered so many questions, Bo, and I said it earlier. It's a flawed team, but it's my flawed team, and I'm riding with the Falcons. It's absolutely fair.
Find me a team that's not flawed in this league. Especially five games in, I don't know, the one in Philadelphia is still in my mind. And this, don't get me wrong, I'm just being the contrarian here.
Sure.
Okay,
sure.
So I'll say foul because to me the one in Philadelphia unlocked the understanding of how to win and how to take someone else's mistake and capitalize off of it. And that is what you've done the last 2 weeks. You've taken mistakes by other teams and you've capitalized off those. And that taught this team how to win to me.
No wrong answers there, man. Go ahead.
All right, let's start with this one next. This is the one I teased. This game goes into the category of instant classic. I mean, just the back and forth, the dramatic change at the end when you think you're going to lose and then you snatch the victory out of the jaws of defeat. So, fair foul, this game goes into the category of instant classic.
I try not to say an instant classic is any game that comes down to last minute because that's too easy. And that's honestly a lot of games in the NFL. But here's why I think it's an instant classic. The amount of story, like I can't even process all of the stories in my brain that came from the game last night. I'm thinking about the decision to throw the slant in the middle of the field, the incredible job clocking it in 12 seconds, some of the plays you were made, also some of the bad stuff, the Darnell Mooney drop, the 3-and-out after the turnover. All those things combined, Squid, are what make this an instant classic last night. Absolutely fair.
Yeah, it is absolutely in the vault of Falcons-Tampa Bay or Atlanta-Tampa Bay games, Falcons-Bucks games. What made it a classic to me was the fact that it felt like two heavyweight fighters going just back and forth. Like the Falcons win round one, the Bucks win round two, and then they stole round three. They just went back and forth for 12. Hell, that was one of those old school Muhammad Ali Foreman fights that went 15 rounds. You know, when the championships fights went 15 rounds, it felt like that at the end. So I think for that reason that there was no, it was never a point where either team was out of it.
Yeah, I agree.
Bo, I'm glad you used the term in your answer there, heavyweight fighters, because that brings me to my next fair or foul question. Fair or foul, after last night's game, it changed the way you think the what you think the Falcons' potential is. So fair foul, last night's game changed what you think the Falcons' potential is. Do you think they can maybe do more now? And obviously the potential was high, at least around here, for what the Falcons could do. But has, after last night's game, fair foul, has your what you think the Falcons' potential is?
Yeah, sure. Fair. It raises my expectations of what the potential could be, because you literally played defensively the exact game you've played all year. You might have been a little bit worse in the red zone and give up more points, but you played the exact game because you allowed 160 yards, which is about on average,
yeah.
And you allowed under 200 yards passing, which is about, hold on, check stats. Yeah, on average, you're allowing 191 per game before this one.
Yeah.
But your offense did something they haven't done all year. So, yes, the potential has gone up because your offensive you were offensively unlocked.
I'll be the contrarian on this one. How about this? I already expected that we would see this year, so I don't know if it unlocks anything. And also, I have to say this. I'm still a little bit frustrated with the run game last night. All right, so I want to see a little bit more. I'm just being the contrarian, though. I absolutely. Now it's like Super Bowl or bust. Super Bowl or bust. I still have questions, but like he said just a minute ago, what team doesn't at this point in the season? I love this team, man. I'm going to ride with them for the rest of this year, obviously.
And speaking of flaws, I do want to get to this one. I got a couple more for you guys before we wrap up here.
Rapid fire.
Fair or foul? After last night's game, are you worried about the defense? Now, as far as points given up, they've gone backwards every single week. They've given up more and more points as the weeks have gone up. So fair or foul, you are worried about the Falcons' defense moving forward.
I don't think you can watch that game last night and not be, because they've been so good through the first 4 weeks. Then you kind of saw what happened last night. I also think your depth got tested when Antonio Hamilton had to step in. Clark Phillips, you see a couple of busts on the back end when D. Alford goes out. J.D. Bertrand had his ups and downs. So, yeah, I think if I'm being honest, I probably developed a few issues last night.
I'm definitely worried about this run defense. It's fair. The pass defense, again, was a lot like we've seen all year. There's just not a lot of Mike Evans and Chris Godwin's growing on trees out there. I mean, that's a dynamic wide receiver duo, and you're missing a stud in your secondary and D. Alford, to Mike's point. The run defense is and has and continues to be something that is very worrisome for me. And so that point, until we have a game where we look like we're competent in the run defense, I'm going to be worried. I know it's somewhat the style that you're playing, but yes, I'm worried about the defense in some ways.
All right, last one. Let's end on a positive note, shall
Let's
we?
Let's go.
Fair or foul, this was the most exciting Falcons game since they moved into Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Wow. Wow.
Can I not – you can – I'm going to not play revisionist history. There was a Thursday night in 2017.
Trying to rehash.
When
everything.
Sean Payton comes in here, and he's a complete jackass on the sidelines. He makes a choke sign to our guy, Devontae Freeman. And the game was not, I don't believe, as high scoring and not as wild in overtime, but it was very much like this. And Drew Brees is driving the field. And in the very end zone that Kadarius Hodge scores his game-winning touchdown, Drew Brees throws the ball, and Deion Jones goes airborne and catches it and falls to the ground. And I think his butt landed in the end zone. That was a very exciting game as well. I don't want to compare them, but that game is up there for me.
Yeah. It's fair. It absolutely was. So I'll finish on that as well. Well done, Dylon. Well done. That's fair foul Friday. Hey, look, man, the morning shift will roll on. Me and Bo, two dogs off the leash this morning, slept on the floor last night, man, and neither one of us barely slept a wink. We were so excited. It's a Falcons Friday. It's a Falcons victory Friday. Coming up on the other side, you will get our picks, our locks of the week. You don't want to miss that. It's coming up on the other side. It's the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.